This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
I have a low IQ.
Let's go!
Oh, man. That's the voice of the only man who scored more than Virginia.
When's
Ty Richardson.
I scored.
More than Virginia did. Holy moly.
Well,
that was something. Hello, friends, and welcome to another exciting edition of Ruskin and Zach. And if you're watching on the stream, somebody's got some news. We'll tell you about it coming up here in a little bit. I held up the Musselman bobblehead in front of the camera.
Yeah, for those of you that are not watching along
on Channel 4. We've got all of us here, and DQ is also with us. Hi, DQ.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
I don't think DQ and I have said two words to each other today.
Well, y'all are fighting.
No. We just haven't crossed paths today. We've been busy.
We haven't crossed paths.
Yeah.
Well, good. You saved it for the air. This
exactly.
is fantastic. I love this. This is my dream. Nobody talks before the show. We just blurt it all out here. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. We do have exciting news coming up here in a little bit. You can join us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline or sit here and listen quietly, 866-285-4005.
Hey, the Arkansas State Lottery is up to $977 million.
Really?
Yeah, buddy.
Is that the Powerball?
I don't know. I just saw the thing just floated by on the X. So I'm excited. I mean, that's worth a shot, right?
Powerball.
I mean, 977 DQ, that would get your attention.
No, it's not. It must be the Mega Millions.
No?
Powerball's only 687.
Oh, only?
Only, yeah.
Million?
Mega Millions is 977.
DQ,
that's
what's
right.
The number that gets your attention?
Nothing.
Let me ask
you. I've never bought a lottery ticket.
You're part of the problem, DQ. You got to help out the kids.
Hold it. You've never purchased a lottery ticket?
No.
Okay. When's the drawing?
Friday at 10 p.m.
Tomorrow, I want you to take the station vehicle and go buy a lottery ticket. I'll pay for it. What's the number that would get you to pay for your own subscriptions?
the lottery jackpot?
I mean, what's the jackpot
number?
It's just,
I'm not going to win.
No.
So what's the point?
Well, with that attitude, you definitely
exactly.
are going to win.
But it's
right.
about getting that ticket. Going home and dreaming about all the people you could just screw over.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's, I don't know.
Here's the thing.
$900 million? Oh. I could put my name on so many buildings over there that people would hate. Oh, it'd be perfect.
I'm suing all y'all. Everybody.
They still haven't sold the naming rights for the football stadium, right?
Well, we have the number.
Ruskin Stadium.
With $977 million, I could name it a whole bunch of things.
Ruskin Stadium.
Would name it Marcus Freeman Memorial Stadium.
He's not dead.
Marcus?
You can't name it Memorial.
Oh, okay. Sounds good, though.
I would, Ruskin Stadium. I just want to hear them say, live from Ruskin Stadium, this is Arkansas football.
I would like to say that at 4 minutes after the top of the hour, we got the text I was praying for. Text around the 479. Maybe the collective should buy some lottery tickets.
That is part of their plan, actually. You know that's got to be part of the strategy, right?
Ooh, you know they had a meeting on that today.
Hey, somebody run over there. Well, the Powerball's at $600 million. So,
right.
I mean, either way, I mean, they could load up the coffers
here. That's $1.5 billion when they hit them both.
I would definitely send someone over there for 100 tickets and just to see what happens, you know? And we'll give a little bit of a portion to the winner, and then the rest of it goes to the collective, to the players, the people doing the real work. Over there, the players.
Now, I know our overlords are watching. If I win this thing, do not call me. The answer is no.
Call me. I'm available.
I will Venmo it to Jack Swarbrick.
I will. I am available. I am for sale.
Here we go. Brandon in Paris, who's texted on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, says you need to start a rental car business right across the street from Baum.
All right. I'll do that. That was my Charles Foster Kane clap right there. That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
That woman that can't sing is performing at the theater he built. Oh, Lord. I love it.
Joe and Van Buren thinking like the governor, the Arkansas lottery should be funneled into the Razorback NIL.
Well, didn't we just say that?
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm just reading these things as we're going along.
Brandon wants Heisenberg on the McLarty Daniel Hotline wants me to call it the wants me to purchase the naming rights. Derek Ruskin press box at Bomb Walker Stadium. Go. No. I'd name the press box after Chuck. That's what I would do. Or maybe Nate Allen. Who's logged the most time in there?
Clay.
Hutch?
Hutch
Field? Hutch wasn't there in the 90s, though. I mean,
he was there in spirit.
I don't know what I would do.
TA in Las Vegas setting the precedent. You guys could just buy the radio station. Oh, that'd be fun, wouldn't it? You're fired. I don't need you. You're fired. Don't need you.
By the radio station, how are we going to make our money back?
Exactly. I'm not interested in losing all my money.
This isn't like buying an NBA team where it's going to go up sixfold by the time you sell it.
I'll get to that in just a second. The reason I brought up the lottery was because of that. But if I wanted to just set my money on fire, I would just give it to the collective. They'll lose it. But did you see the story with Alex Rodriguez?
A-Rod.
Yeah, well, you know, he's paid two installments. There was a three-installment plan to buy his share of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm.
A week, 10 days before the final payment is due, his financer backed out.
Uh-oh.
So Alex needs $300 million. Now, as a good old American, I would give Alex the $300.
Hello, Russia? Yes, this is Alex Rodriguez. How'd you like to own the Minnesota Timberwolves?
I don't know. I have men on other phone line about White Wolves. I'll talk to you later, Alex.
Second attorney wants me to know if we would fire the brand. No, absolutely not. But he would do 6-6 every day. yes, Abner with a great
give the brand
suggestion.
His own show just to annoy all of
this
you.
This is a great idea. Yes. This is a terrific idea. What if we named all of the restroom facilities at Razorback Stadium the Chad Morris Men's Room?
After failed coaches?
Correct.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, the
actually.
John Pelfrey Press Area at Bud Walton.
Yeah, that's it. There is no one. The press room should be named after Bob Walton over
Heath
there.
The Stan Heath Hospitality Room. Oh, gosh, we could have a great time.
That's right. Yeah, I would definitely have my name on the stadium if I had $900 million, which the cash payout is only 461. Which I mean, how could you live on that? Mm. Honestly,
right?
I mean,
that's DQ the tax.
That's not my God. The taxes.
My God, think of the children.
Yes, please. I think I need to quickly establish a Florida residence if I win,
right,
so I can pay less taxes, right?
Right.
Or something offshore. I don't know how that works. Anyway.
Yeah, you're sending it to the Caymans.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, DQ, you do international banking.
I think that's what you're supposed
to do.
Okay,
that's what you're supposed to do. Okay. Yeah, can't wait. Yes, we can have the Sam Pittman locker room where they showed the movies.
The theater room. Right? Yes,
theater
that's right.
In the locker room, sure.
Hot, hot. Oh, we got it. we got it.
Graham says we should start a school over at the university. The Ty Richardson Institute for Kids Who Don't Speak Good. Graham, that's not very nice.
I want to endow one of these coaching positions.
Yeah.
Just so every time they mention the head coach, they have to mention the Derek Ruskin head coach.
Wouldn't that be great?
That's right. I'll pay Moss. I'll keep him here, by God. I'll do it. When I win, oh, man.
Yeah, the John Pelfrey first aid station.
I've always dreamed about people who hate my guts walking up Razorback Road and having to look at my name in giant letters on one of the buildings and going, ugh.
Not
that gives me great
not
joy.
Not letters, a billboard.
Oh, yeah. Finger guns. Now, how would I do the billboard?
Oh, you'd finger
gun. Thumbs up, finger guns.
With yeet.
Senior prom, hand on hip,
right. Yes.
Pop in the leg. What would I do here?
The one where you like look back.
Oh, yeah. Curious ingenue.
Right.
I mean, what would I do?
DQ,
I don't know.
What would you want named after you? Hey, DQ, do you want to own parking in transit?
Oh!
I'll buy it for you.
I could run it.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, the things you could do with $977 million.
That's right. Maybe, Oh, never mind. I don't want to say that. It's too close to the tower. But there are a few high profile public people who could use this lottery win who have some big bills to pay. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, that might be helpful.
Could be.
All right. It's Ruskin and Zach, 866-285.
I know this. I'd be calling plays.
I would at least get at the minimum. I'd
headset.
Get a headset.
Yeah, a headset just to listen.
That's right. Yeah.
And then come on and go, no.
That's right.
You're going to do what?
Shotgun on fourth down. No.
No. Put him under center.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
The tournament is here. Bet Online is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contest out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up to the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to Bet Online today and get in on all the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
All right. So Devo's gone.
Yes.
So to quote the great John Bon Jovi, we're halfway there. One more problem to eradicate, and we can move on with this entire situation with Arkansas basketball. You know the thing that people keep telling me that I don't understand? They're like, well, he's going to clean house. He does that every year. Like, that's not news. I mean, I think they had like four players that carried over from last year to this year. That means there were nine if you count Minifield. Nine new players. He cleans house every year. That's not news. Quit using that as a talking point. That's not a talking point. Like, this is what he does. He revamps the thing. Even the good teams, he blew them up and started over again.
Yeah.
So that's not news to me.
Start with Devo. Devo's... His time here is complicated. He's,
to say the least,
arguably hit the biggest shot of the Musselman era to beat Kansas last year. He's got some very memorable moments. Came in, you know, he served 4 years worth of time here. He's also had some moments where you can look at him and go, you know, this isn't the guy that we signed up for. That he has taken he's taken a different path. I'm going to be very curious in 4 or 5 years when he is gone, what people think of him, because I compared him to Desi Sills for a while, because Desi was here for a while and then Desi left and went to Kansas State and his career wound up very nicely in the NCAA tournament. Devo's one of the COVID players who's got that extra year and he's in his statement on social media said he's going to pursue pro opportunities. I don't know if there are any, but. If there are, man, go get it.
You can make a lot of money overseas.
Great.
You can do really well there.
Go get it. But I think his time here has run its course. Eventually, you just wear out your welcome. And he's not getting any better. You can have the argument, has he regressed? He's the same player he was the day he arrived. I don't look at him and go, that's an NBA guy. We've seen NBA guys around him. He's not an NBA guy right now. So if you've got an opportunity to go overseas, make money playing basketball, you only get a limited window to do it. Go do it. I am happy to see that he didn't burn any bridges on the way out, which, some players have done.
Yet.
But I mean, the statement was the statement. And on his way out, Jordan Walsh did. I mean, Jordan Walsh, made the handcuffs comment, said, now the handcuffs are off. I can go play basketball. And that was a swipe at Musselman.
Yeah. But I feel more, I feel better about Jordan Walsh than I do about Devo Davis, though. Even though he said that.
We're having a night and day discussion here. I mean, Jordan Walsh is an NBA player.
I have warmer feelings toward him.
Right. But Jordan Walsh is also an NBA player. Devo Davis is not. But if he can go play overseas, go do it.
Well, whatever was wrong with this team this past year, Devontae Davis was right smack in the middle of it. And there's no doubt about that. And so was someone else. And we await word on what happens with that other person. But he was right in the middle of all of the whatever was going wrong with this particular. I hated his attitude this year. He just seemed like he had the poo poo lip, as Bubba Carpenter would say, all the time, because stuff wasn't going his way. But he's a fine piece, but he's not the man. Maybe where this whole thing went wrong is when they tried to build the roster around Trevin Brazil and Devo Davis. These are not guys you can build a roster around. You can't do it. maybe that's where the whole thing started to go the wrong way with the roster management.
Neither one of them are leaders. I think that's obvious. And the guy, or let me put it another way. The guys didn't follow them. They didn't follow.
They couldn't lead this group.
Well, yes, okay. But you didn't see guys gravitating towards them. I look at that team. I don't know who the leader was. I don't know who. I know who the better players were, but I don't know who your locker room
were. The leaders, were. Those guys crying about Musselman in the hotel lobby last week.
Like, take Jalen Williams for example. I mean, Jalen was the unquestioned leader of his the final team that he was on. Jalen could speak and people would listen. That I don't know that this team had that. And, you know, you talk about Devo being at the center of problems and maybe not, but it sure appears that way, that at least he was involved in some of it. And if you're doing an addition by subtraction kind of deal and moving him out and moving other players out, and it's going to clear the air with guys that have eligibility left, then I'm all for it. And that appears the way that they're going. How many guys are going to retain? Who knows? He likes to tinker in the portal. He's had good success. He's completely washed out in the portal.
Here's the thing about moving forward here. If you keep Battle, which it looks like they're going to, I guess, and if you keep Mark, these guys got to learn how to defend. Tremaine Mark is one of the worst defenders in the Southeastern Conference. But he gave up two easy layups against Alabama that ended up costing them the game.
Okay, now say you put a guy like a Jalen Williams behind him as a rim protector. They become better defenders.
That might help a little bit.
They become better defenders.
But we have also learned in this era of shopping in the portal that you just can't go find a 6'11 guy that can just play. Like they are harder to find than like a Fabergé egg. You know what I mean? Or a Stradivarius violin. They're impossible to find.
They're very difficult to find. And I don't know what you're selling is what happened the previous couple of years. And playing time. That's what you're selling. You're not selling, you know, massive success. You went 16-17 this past year. You can't lean on that and go, hey, man, I got a long history.
We know what they're selling.
They're selling airtime.
We'll get your numbers up and get you to the NBA. This is what we've done.
That's what they want. That's what the players
Amude,
want.
We've done it with we've done it with all these guys. And they can rattle off the list of all the guys in the NBA. Anthony Black, Jordan Walsh. I mean, you can go through it. That's what they're selling. They're not. Here's the thing that I don't think the fans understand. Because fans want to win, and they're not selling the prospect of championships, which is what fans would like to see. So there's a little bit of a disconnect there, because what you want is not what they are saying. Hey, you want to go take a run at a championship? I don't think that's in any of the... Now, in baseball, that is like forefront of what they sell, I believe, is, hey, come here, we're going to go to Omaha, and we might win the thing. And with you, we probably could win the thing. But I don't think in basketball... going to the Final Four is in the sales pitch anywhere. It's all about the individual, not the team.
It has to be somewhere in there, but no, they're selling the light show, the bells and whistles.
It's the individual.
Remember, you know, what was it, 2 years ago? I think Jimmy did a piece on them where they, you know, when they recruit somebody, it was all about, you know, this is how we'll market you and this is how we'll, and it was seen as innovative. This is how we can get you to the NBA. Yeah. Well, okay, for some guys, for a guy like Moses Moody, all right, that's probably a selling point because he knows he's on campus for 9 months. Mm-hmm. For a guy like, you know, for guys like, and Nate just brought this up, and this is actually a really, really good point. Mark was shipped out of Houston because he didn't play defense.
That's
what do they do at Houston? What's their calling card?
They play a lot better than anybody in a country, except maybe UConn.
If you've got two guys, let's say Battle and Mark, that are really offensive-minded, well, what do you got to put out there with them? Not three like-minded guys. You got to find some guys that defer, a facilitator, and somebody to play some defense.
It's a tricky deal, this here basketball roster building situation, because you've got to fill the gaps with the talent, but you also have to be able to scout toughness, and you have to be able to scout and figure out, if we put all these guys in a room, are they going to get along? Because the last two teams didn't get along.
It was
a problem.
And you also have a very limited window to do it.
Yes.
And that's the tricky part, is you've got to make these evaluations basically on the fly. You've got to have friends in the coaching industry who know these guys, who recruited them or played against them or whatever, that have some intimate knowledge of these guys, especially if you don't know them.
And you also have to do it by probably not having the most robust robust NIL budget of the teams in the SEC, or maybe in, you know, if you were in the tournament, of the top half of the, you know, the March Madness or whatever. So you got to do that too. You've got a salary cap, more or less, a self-imposed salary cap, by the way. And then you've got to get tough guys. And then you got to, you know, they got to get along. And they have to be able to defend and, you know, do all the things we talked about.
They got
to
find.
It's tricky.
They got to find somebody that can distribute the basketball. They just did. They were kind of hoping Menifield was the guy, and he wasn't the guy. You know, the year before it was Likes.
Well, that's
he
the
wasn't
deal.
The guy.
This has happened every year with them, is they bring in someone in hopes that they can right. do the job. And sometimes they have.
Well, the first 3 years.
Justin Smith did very well.
But Jalen Tate did very well. I mean, they did it the first 3 years. Somebody just morphed into that spot. The last 2 years, it's been a little bit more difficult.
I don't think Brazil can play. And I think they missed on him. I think that we didn't know it last year because he was hurt. But I think they missed on him. That's my opinion. I'm sorry. I mean, that's
he's not polished. His best move, you don't want the ball in his hands. You want him going after the rebound because his best attributes are the fact that he's 6'10" and he can jump. Those are his best attributes, right? Am I?
Well, there's a lot more. I'm tall, but I can't play. But I mean, there's more to it.
But that's
than
what
that.
I'm saying. Is the only thing that his marketable skill is that he's 6'10" and he can jump.
Then to quote the great Dr. Z, I don't know who's going to work with him down there. You know what I mean?
Well, but he's still very raw. You can't build a basketball roster around him because he's not a complete player.
Maybe that's a better way to say what I wanted to say.
You can't build the roster around him. He's a complimentary piece.
And I think that this was always the case. We just didn't know it last year because he got hurt.
Yeah.
I don't think he's changed either. Like Devo, I don't think he's changed. He is what he is. But we didn't know it until this year when he got on the court more and we realized,
I think he's
not the complete player.
And I'm going to step on somebody's toes. Mark and Battle are the same player to me. They're the exact same.
If you get to pick one, I'm picking Battle.
Mm.
If you can only afford one, I'm picking Battle. I'm sorry. The way Mark just matadored against Alabama, I can't work with that.
But if we had asked that question at the end of February, you would have taken Tremont Mark because he was on. I mean, he was the unquestioned leader, and then he just disappeared. But here's my point: is they're the same player to me. So you're not going to put them on the floor. You can't put them on the floor at the same time because they have the same skill set.
Right.
It's score, score, score. They're instant offense. So you've got to find somebody who is willing to sort of, you know, orchestrate this. You've got to find somebody who's willing to distribute the basketball, unselfishly, willingly distribute the basketball. Somebody to run this thing. And the one thing they have not been able to find.
Well, it's almost impossible to do when the whole recruiting pitch is based on how to help you, the individual.
Right.
So you've got a bunch of alphas who come in here, which is not a terrible thing, but you're recruiting a bunch of kind of me guys that want to get their stats up to go to the next level. So it's hard to find an unselfish person that at the same time wants to get their stats up. I think
somebody just asked on the McLarty Daniel hotline, how is he more athletic than Vanover? He's a hell of a lot more athletic than Vanover. He can move. He's a really good shot blocker.
He really is. He is good at that.
He's a good low post defender. And maybe you've got to sit him down and go, dude, this is your role on this team. Is you are low post defense. You are a guy that we're going to, if we miss a shot, go get it. But we're not going to run the offense through you. You run it through Mark or Battle or whoever's on. You know, somebody else is going. The offense will run through. You're not going to ask him to score 20 points a game because he can't. He can't do it consistently.
Right. Yes, that's true.
I've said this for years, and nobody listens to me. They need somebody, and Mekhi Mitchell was coming on at the end of the year, who gives you some sort of low post presence. Because otherwise, you're playing YMCA basketball, where you're just launching it from the cheap seats, hoping that it goes down.
Well, if you don't have a post presence, what's going to happen to you is what's happened to Virginia last night when Colorado State scored, you know, like 40 points in the paint against Virginia
night. Bring up Colorado State. Watch what they did last night. Watch any of these teams that are...
Virginia has no front line. They got their butt kicked. I mean...
And Colorado State took advantage of it.
Yes.
Colorado State is the roster type, not necessarily the players, but the roster type you want. They got a couple of bigs that can step out, but they got a lot of low post guys and really good guard play. That's the team you want to emulate yourself after. Yeah. By the way, the Mountain West, very underrated as a conference. That is a good basketball conference.
I think to most people, I know the Mountain West is good. So in terms of just me, I disagree with you because I know it's a good league. But to most people who don't watch a lot of basketball,
it's on at 9 o'clock. It's not 9:30.
It's a hell of a league. It's a hell of a league.
That and the WCC are really good leagues.
It's a hell of a league.
The Mountain West is really good. Those teams play their asses off.
Yeah.
Night in, night out. Yeah. And man, I mean, you can say whatever you want about Virginia. Virginia, they've got a win over Florida on their resume this year. Colorado State just knocked them around.
Colorado State plus 16 in the paint against Virginia and plus 19 on the boards.
Yeah.
What, that is an ass kicking down low is what
that
is,
against
folks.
A Power 5 school that won a natty a couple of years ago.
Now, what I think is what I think this means. Well, I'll tell you what I think this means coming up here in a little bit. We'll get into this.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Here we go. Nate wants to know, are we taking Utah State out of the Mountain West? Regular season champs over TCU. No. That's the one team I think's got a bad matchup. TCU is going to win that game. But, man, I love the Mountain West.
Look, here's what I think happened last night. Is the committee, because, you know, they're running a business there. This isn't a .org, all right? Although I think their website is NCAA.org. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. Big business. They have a bias towards the bigger schools, ACC, SEC, Big Ten, et cetera, et cetera. What we are finding out this year, or at least what we found out last night, is that if you were a fine ACC team, there are teams in this tournament that are going to run you. NC State's going to get worked by somebody, whoever they play in this tournament. I would be worried about North Carolina on down the road. I don't think they're going to the Final Four.
I don't think
Duke is going to get beat by Vermont on Friday night.
No.
Absolutely,
no.
They are.
All of these things could happen. But I was talking about this last night.
The ACC was not any good this year.
Okay, let's let the tournament play out. That's one night. Let's let the thing play out, and we'll draw some conclusions later. But
Mexico's going to beat the hell out of Clemson.
You got that right.
Let's see. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Let's go Lobos.
That's right.
Yeah, I got the Lobos going to the Sweet 16. Rick Pitino, baby.
Or Richard. That's right. Richard Pitino, yeah.
The way that the college basketball championship is adjudicated is the most fair because everybody has a shot. And what the big schools, and Izzo said it the other day, and Sankey's been banging the drum for this, is they just want their people in there. And then we're going to miss great schools like Grand Canyon, St. Mary's. That's a hell of a first-round matchup. If you just like basketball, that is a great first-round matchup. And it's the 5-12 game, I think, in the upper half of the bracket. They're in the same region with Carolina because I got them beating Carolina.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I love St.
Mary's.
Yeah. But they want to push those games out and get the random upsets. They want to do away with that. They just want their schools in, the power schools.
Right.
And I think the way the tournament is set up is the best way. I know, you know, it can be very random, but I love that the fact that a school like St. Mary's, it can go play somebody like North Carolina, legendary program, for something that means something, not just a paycheck game.
Here's the interesting thing. As we get closer and closer to the death of the NCAA, the bigger leagues have more leverage because who's to stop them from
nobody
going to starting their
they're,
own
they're
tournament?
They're going to go start their own thing. As this thing slips away, they're going to go start their own thing.
So if you don't give them what they want, they'll just go do their own thing. And, you know, they'll get ESPN to buy it and give them, you know, half $1 billion, and there you go.
No, they'll split it between them and Fox.
And by the way, when the NCAA goes to re-up with Turner and CBS, they're not going to get as much money if you can't bring big programs to the table. Like SEC, Big Ten, you know, who on so on and
I
so
don't
forth.
I don't like
so,
the way this is heading because it's
no,
going,
it's all it's, about greed.
Well,
That's
it's going
right.
to the football model, which is we only want the brand names.
Yes.
And what do we love about the tournament is that 11 o'clock game, a buzzer beater, and Princeton beats UCLA. Mm-hmm. We love that. That's the one great thing about the tournament, and they're going to take it away from us.
Well, when Duquesne beats BYU tomorrow,
no, sir. No.
Akron beats Creighton.
No. Please, no. No, that's a
I think Long Beach State's beating Arizona. I don't like Arizona. I don't like North Carolina. I think that West is going to be a bloodbath.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you watched any Arizona basketball this year?
That is immaterial. I just don't like them. I don't like them.
You still harbor bad vibes towards Lute Olson. You know he's not the coach there anymore, right?
He's dead.
Right. He's not the coach. They're really good. Arizona's a really good basketball
team. Long Beach State is the best story in the tournament. Their coach is fired.
Yeah.
He's working for free.
Yeah. They fired their coach after the
Is he even getting per diem?
I don't know. He probably didn't even get to go on the plane. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They agreed to let him finish out the season. So the team went and won the conference tournament. Yep. So now they're in the NCAAs with a lame duck coach.
He opened up his press conference today by saying, look, don't ask me anything. I'm working for free. It's like, I don't know anything.
This is a hero.
Put this man on your cabinet, will you?
He's
going to get beat by 38 tomorrow.
What's his name?
Monson is his last name.
Monson?
Dan. M-O-N-S-O-N.
Dan Monson. Yeah. I love Dan Monson.
No. I love the story. But Arizona's a really good basketball team. And if they were to go out early.
Long Beach is on a mission.
I understand. I hear you.
They went 21-14. Like, they're not
21-14. Look at Arizona.
I don't care.
Okay. Arizona's going to win that basketball game.
And they're
going
to lose.
Now, if you're looking for a lock of an upset, James Madison is going to whip Wisconsin.
Correct.
Wisconsin has no idea what they're getting into with JMU. JMU is real.
Okay, so the Brooklyn games, the first one's an 8-9, so that's kind of tricky. That could go either
always
way. Always.
By the way, here, little stat for you betting guys. Last 5 years, 6 years, the 9 is 54-32 ATS against the 8.
Now, this is Friday. The night session in Brooklyn is going to be nuts because if Vermont doesn't beat Duke, they're going to give them a game.
Right.
It's going to go down to the end. And then James Madison is going to beat Wisconsin. So the night games in Brooklyn are going to be nuts. Be ready for that, okay? You may have a boring Friday afternoon and go, oh, this tournament sucks. Wait till Friday night in Brooklyn because Vermont's giving Duke a game and JMU with 31 wins is beating Wisconsin.
Yeah, I believe it.
Take that for data, all right?
If you haven't seen JMU play, they got everything you want. They got bigs. They got guards.
Vertical horizon.
Oh, my gosh. They got everything you want.
Everything you need?
They're legit. They're like 31-3, I think. I think it's their record. That's a very, very tricky team. And if Duke and JMU meet in the second round, look out.
Okay, JMU's beating them.
I don't know about that, but they will push Duke to the limit.
How bad was Virginia last night? My God. My favorite part of the game was some brilliant person on the telecast wrote down the last time Virginia scored. And so they put it on the screen. Virginia has not scored since 9:58 Eastern or whatever, 9:48 Eastern. Virginia in real time went 53 minutes without a basket last night.
It was a tough watch.
In actual time, they went 53 minutes.
Almost an hour without scoring a basket.
And then they had like a 10-minute drought with no field goals at the end of the game.
It was a grind.
That is the most boring team in America.
They've beaten some tournament teams. They had a bad night last night shooting the basketball, but they beat Florida. They beat Wisconsin. They beat A&M.
I don't think Florida, A&M, and South Carolina are along for this thing at all. At all. I think Kentucky can win. I think Tennessee can get around St. Peter's. Don't be surprised if that's closer than it should be. And who's Alabama got here? Oh, College of Charleston? Yeah, they'll probably handle that. I don't know. But I don't believe and Auburn will beat Yale. But Boise State beats Colorado tonight. Boise State's beating Florida.
Oh, no question.
That's over with. Like, don't even play the game. There's no point.
Play the Mountain West to the Sweet 16.
Right, exactly.
They're going to have like five teams in the Sweet 16.
And A&M goes on these stretches like Virginia where they're so constipated on offense. I mean, they can't score.
You know who else does that is Mississippi State.
Right.
I cannot for the life of me get the Auburn-Mississippi State game out of my head. Mississippi State. Well, that's like my lasting impression of those two teams because Mississippi State totally locked up Auburn.
I would seek counseling for that.
It was a brutal game to watch.
Now, I think Mississippi State will beat Michigan State tomorrow.
I don't think
the rose is off the bloom on it. Remember when you used to take Izzo in March, no matter what team he had? They are – it's over.
But,
it's over there.
But Izzo's got better players.
No, I don't think so.
Jans has a better system. So it's players versus system, and I like the players in the tournament thing. And they're playing early, if I remember correctly.
It's the first game on tomorrow, yeah.
Izzo will have them ready to go.
I don't know.
Well, we're going to find – look, we're going to figure out two things over the first 2 days. We're going to find out how good the SEC is, and I don't think they're very good. I think I have one team getting to the Sweet 16, and that's Tennessee. Like everybody
Oregon's beaten South Carolina.
Yes, I think South Carolina, like Mississippi State, like Virginia, struggles to score.
Yeah.
And Oregon, by the way, Colorado got their best player back. He's healthy. So just keep an eye on that. That Boise-Colorado game.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That Boise-Colorado game, winner of that's going to beat Florida. And I would jump all over Oregon.
I would say Michigan, Mississippi State beats Michigan State too. That's another thing I would say. That's what I would say.
I've read way too much. I'm inundated with information.
Yeah, you are.
And
yeah,
I'm starting to get really locked up. I put in my final bracket. I'm done. I know where I'm going. Let's play ball.
Yeah.
Love those Creighton Blue Jays.
Yeah, I like that.
You believe in regular season, Rick. They don't make it out of the second round. They will this time.
You know they made it to the Sweet 16 last year?
Yeah, and that's where they're going to go home
Oops.
This year.
Yeah. It kind of flies in
who
that
Who do they bump into? They run into Creighton.
Last year they beat Duke in the tournament.
Yeah, well, Creighton will kill him in the third round.
Greg McDermott? Mm-hmm. Well, he looks like a coach, doesn't he?
Remember when Arkansas lost to Creighton and everybody was all upset?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, Creighton's pretty good.
Well, people don't know anything. They'd see if it's a school they've never heard of, you got to remember, we're 49th in education. People don't understand anything. Mm. And if it's not Texas or Alabama, then they must be a little school and Arkansas should beat them. You know, another thing that's going on. People don't understand how this portal works. And everybody's panicking when people leave, thinking the whole thing's falling apart, some of these teams.
I don't understand. Pay attention to Alabama. St. Mary's is going to treat them like they are rented. No offense. St. Mary's.
You're not going to offend me.
I was gonna say something else. St. Mary's is going to obliterate them.
Ooh, obliteration.
Bama sucks.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything, from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Back here on ESPN Arkansas and on HitThatLine.com, Ruskin and Zach.
You know, one of the things I love about the tournament itself, and
it's on during the day?
Well, yes. Yeah, we get live sports during the day. By the way, we're at Twin Peaks tomorrow.
We are. Watching ball.
Watch party. You going early?
I don't know.
I'm going to be there for the first game.
11:15.
Damn right. What else do I have to do? I'll have the equipment set up hours in advance.
Good.
It may take the grocery getter that long to get there, but yeah.
No, it's got some get up and go now.
But I like the way that like all of these tournament sites have their unique little things about, you know, each one. And you pointed out today that in Salt Lake, the Wi-Fi password.
Yes.
The media. Now, for those who don't know,
the Wi-Fi network is.
If you work in the media, you have your own Wi-Fi at these things.
Right. Yeah.
And they hand you something on the way in, and it's got your.
Or they
your
put Wi-Fi. Signs up right. on the wall. Right. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell them what it says.
The Wi-Fi network at Salt Lake City, which is, I believe, at 1 Stockton Drive.
It is the home of the Utah Jazz.
The old Delta Center, which may be the Delta Center again. I'm not entirely sure. The Wi-Fi network to look up is. Jordan pushed off.
In reference to the 1998 That's NBA right. Finals,
yes.
when Jordan hit the game winner and pushed Brian Russell.
Game 6
yep.
against the Jazz in that building.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. His final game with the Bulls. His final shot with the Bulls.
You know what? I appreciate a good grudge. Good
26
good on
years.
Yeah, good on Utah.
Good on him.
Don't let it go.
I have come up with the Ruskin and Zach alternate bracket, I think. This may be a terrible idea. But I was awakened at 2 a.m. and I was struck with a vision. And I began feverishly typing on my phone. So we will unveil that at some point today, what we are going to do with the with that. But the thing I wanted to talk about, it's really interesting how fans have not caught up to the portal world yet. Fans still think if people are leaving, you got trouble and like the place is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
The roof is on fire. That's not the way it is, though. Like, it looks to me like the portal, people leaving after a season is standard operating procedure now. But it is not being treated like that by fans.
Okay, so let's go back 4 days.
Okay.
The women's basketball team had some notable players.
Yes, they did.
Go into the portal. And everybody freaked.
Right.
Oh, it's a culture problem. Oh, we got this. Oh, we got that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, this is college basketball in the modern age.
I think
age.
It's SOP now.
It
I
is.
Think that's what it is.
This
but,
is what
but
it is.
It's not, but the fans haven't caught up yet. The fans still think if people are leaving, you've got major problems, you know.
No, they don't.
I think this is just the way it is. I think another thing fans haven't caught on to is if you get a transfer in from a non-Power 5 school, well, that player sucks. Anybody remember JD Notae?
Yeah.
Where'd he come from? Like South Dakota or somewhere?
Well, Amude came from South Dakota.
Stanley Amude.
Yeah. It's about the player. It's about the individual.
There are players everywhere. Everybody's got one, at least one guy. At least the teams that are at 500 or above.
Whoa.
And some of them below 500.
Well, think about it in terms of like a rookie contract. A guy who comes from a South Dakota. They outperform their contract. They're ready for that step up to major competition. And that's where the evaluation process comes in.
But we're still in this antiquated mindset that if you're getting talent from a smaller school, that player's not any good.
Because they were at a small school. Came from Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. Yeah, okay, yeah, perfect yeah. example, too.
Thank you, Ethan.
Not exactly a,
basketball powerhouse.
No, exactly.
Do have a Final Four, though, with Cedric Cornbread Maxwell.
That's right, they do.
You're welcome.
The Dolphins,
yes,
right?
The Dolphins, yeah. Yes.
So, but there's a couple things here that I've noticed during this particular portal run that are happening is the fans haven't caught up to the sport, and the sport is just this is normal.
But you're also coming off two very disappointing seasons, both men's and women's.
Well, but women won more than the men.
Well, they did, and they
with two starters bailing in the middle of the season.
But when you're coming off a Sweet 16 or an Elite Eight, and guys are leaving, well, your roster's getting better. We're getting rid of the dead weight. We're gonna make our roster better. You're coming off of 16 and 17. Oh, you got problems.
Listen, every coach, unless you win the whole son of a gun, they're all trying to make the roster better. All right, all of them. So of course, I mean that really goes without saying. Whether you have a losing season or a winning season, you're trying to make the roster better every time. That otherwise, why are we even doing this? I mean, so yes, that's another thing. But people just have to. We have to. I know change is difficult, but I mean, we gotta update some of our behaviors towards some of these things. Just because a player comes from a smaller school doesn't mean they suck, and just because people leave at the end of the season doesn't mean that the building's on fire. I mean, it could, but not every time.
Also being pointed out by Ethan that Artis Gilmore played at Jacksonville. So thank you,
right.
Ethan.
Right.
Artis Gilmore, greatest sideburns in the history of sports.
That is very good. That
DQ,
is very good.
Look up Artis Gilmore. You will appreciate good sideburn work.
Another thing that I want to talk about today at some point, the SEC is, again, cowardly in football. We'll talk about that at some point. The 2025 schedule has been sort of released. We don't have dates, but we know how many games. And it's a cowardly approach to not play 9 league games.
But why are they doing it?
Why are they doing what?
Why are they playing 8 instead of 9?
Because they're afraid of possibly losing out on that playoff money.
That's 100%.
No guts. No guts.
They would prefer to play a direction.
Greg Sankey has no guts.
But they perfected this during the BCS era, mm-hmm. which is play no one.
Right.
Thump your chest, tell everybody you're the best, and then have the best team on championship night. Doesn't mean your league was good. It means that Alabama
but
and LSU
will tell you it means the league was good.
Absolutely they will.
Yeah.
But this has been the SEC's done this for 50 years. They don't play anybody outside. There was a point where Georgia had not gone west of the Mississippi to play a football game since like Civil War. I mean, it had been forever. They went out and they played Arizona State. That was the team with Stafford and O'Shawn Moreno. Alabama, until they went to go play Texas last year, hadn't played a true road game, a true non-con road game since 2011.
Penn State, right?
Yep. Penn State up in Happy Valley. Yeah. The SEC simply does not travel.
Dave
won't travel midweek.
Right, that's also true. Yeah,
I mean, they simply will not do it. But you can't bitch about your RPI in June when seeding comes out because you didn't play anybody during the midweek.
Yeah, I do not like this. I don't like this. I think the SEC should go to 9 games, play a 10th game against the Big Ten or the ACC or somebody or the Big 12 or something like that. And then if you want to have powder puff games, have 2 of them. There is too much. You're charging too much money to people to go over here to watch Arkansas Pine Bluff or whoever, McNeese, come in. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Let's see what ESPN does.
Tickets to those games should be $10.
Let's see what ESPN does as they get more of a grip on this thing and say, look, we don't want to see Arkansas Western Carolina.
Right.
We'd rather see Arkansas Oklahoma State.
This is your only hope, is that the TV people go, yeah, we're not paying for that game.
And the simple solution is an extra league game. I mean, that gives you 9 league games. That's fine. You got to play, and ESPN may write something in that says you got to play a Power 5 school or somebody of some ilk.
They should have to play 10 legit games and do crap games. That should be the schedule. I mean, for what people pay, I mean, the TV part of it too, but what about the people in the stadium?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, no one wants to go watch them play Arkansas Pine Bluff. No. Nobody does.
Nope.
No, nobody wants to see that. No one wants to go see them play, Oklahoma A&M or Arkansas Teachers College or whatever.
It's a way to shorten your season so that you can get to the requisite number of wins that you need.
It's a way for bad coaches to try and save their own ass. That's what it is.
And they
have a bad coach right now, so they need help. That's what it is.
We're going to find out. I think this year we're going to really, really find out because they're going to be...
We know.
Well,
no. Pittman can't do it.
He's got, 2 winning seasons? 2 winning, 2 losing?
Does he?
This is year 5?
I mean, it's 7 and 6. He went 6-6, won the bowl game 7-6. So if you want to count that as a winning season, that's fine.
It counts on his record. He went 9-4, 7-6. And then, the first
year. He won a bowl game with, 40 guys that quit on the team.
You know what? That's impressive. That's actually really impressive that they beat Kansas.
If they had played that game at home, they'd have got beat by 40. Yeah. But they played. He gets them ready to play on the road. He can't get them ready to play at home,
though. They did try to give that one away.
They very much tried to give that one away. Yes. But he can't get his teams ready to play at home. He can motivate them on the road, but they stink at home. Liberty, BYU, come on. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's absurd.
Now, JT in Hot Springs says, as much as the tickets are, make them play 12 Power 5
games. Hell yeah.
Well, JT, that's great in theory, but these kids got to go to class.
Or make
JT.
The college. Oh, get out of here. Make the College of Charleston tickets $10. There's that yeah. Or do that. That's fine.
But that can't happen.
Well, it should.
But it can't. They simply can't do it. And I agree that you can't play 12 Power 5 games if your goal is to get to the college football playoff. You can't do it. Just too tough. Especially
that's,
with
that's
teams,
not their goal at this place.
But teams like Alabama that cheat their ass off and they play the Citadel and whatever, directional Bible college they want to play.
What is cheating now? Like, I don't even know
I'm
what that
about
means.
Cheating the system. They try to square it down to about 8 numbers. By the way, I looked at Missouri's football schedule today. Y'all, they're going to make the playoff.
Yeah, of course they are.
One of your own's going to the playoff, and it ain't you.
Yeah.
They've got they've got 7 easy wins on that schedule that includes Arkansas.
Yeah, that's
an easy
win.
7 easy wins, and their schedule comes down to 5 games.
Right.
If they go 4-1,
but
they're in.
But this, we should stop bashing the program. I mean, think of what it's doing to recruiting.
DQ, I need you to remind us that recruits are listening.
when do they stop playing that stupid game at Cherry World too? When's that at? Is this the last year?
Let's hope. Is it 25?
25.
Oh God.
Hey, you still got 2 more opportunities to go down there and watch them play.
Great. Anyway, the SEC has no guts by playing 8 league games, and I think that should be pointed out. And I don't care who knows it. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I think it lines up with what the SEC's philosophy has been for 50 years, which is. Then we're going to run up all these great records, but we're not going to do it against anybody. We're going to do it against ourselves.
That is balderdash, as far as I say. All right,
but the Big Ten does it too.
I don't like it.
I'd say the Pac-12 did it, but they don't do it anymore.
I don't like it. Okay. You can join us here at 866-285-4005.
Ricky in Boonville, he's apparently talking to a recruit. Why did you not choose Arkansas? Well, there's this radio station I didn't care for.
That's right, yeah. Right?
So our apologies to Jerry and
the day that happens is the day I retire a king, all right? A Greek
it's
god.
Over.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, let's see here. What else? Oh, I got our alternate bracket that we're going to try and do here. We'll lay this out coming up here in a minute. Again, I think this has promise. DQ, you don't know anything about this. You weren't here. But I think this has promise as something we can do. It will help populate the poll questions for 3 weeks, which I know you always struggle with.
I would love to have a couple of weeks off.
Did you fix your hair today? Looks very proper.
I got it cut.
When?
Last week?
No. It's like today.
DQ?
Look at his hair.
It does.
It looks very proper.
It's a little bit more laid down now, today than usual.
I'm glad you brought this up because I was told that I am a genetic freak. My hair is getting...
Hey. Listen, let's keep this respectable, all right?
What?
Melinda at Fantasy Sports cuts my hair. And she has been telling me for almost a year that my hair is getting darker. And sure enough, it is getting darker. I am defying time.
Are you like Benjamin Button?
Mr. Jingles, the mouse from the Green Mile. That's me. Yeah. So take that.
The mouse
darker
circus?
Like going back brown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I looked at a picture of myself from a year ago. I can see it. It's not real dramatic, but it is darker.
Can you see this on TV? Let's look at this, fools. Turn to the side. Yeah, look at that.
Right at the top. Yep.
Yeah.
You can really see your hair color on the camera.
I know.
Yeah, look at that.
I know. My hair's getting darker.
What's wrong with you?
I told you. I am a genetic freak.
Okay.
Clip that.
Yeah, did we get that?
Twice.
We got that? Okay, good. We got it.
So there you go.
All right. Well, anyway, we've got all of this stuff to do here coming up here. You can join us at 866-285-4005. I'm trying to find a script here that I got to read.
Here's a great text. Zach, you must have gotten rid of some immense stress a long time ago. Yes, sir. That's the key to the program.
Don't encourage him. Don't encourage him, okay?
Ty's going bald, and I'm turning back the clock.
You are turning back the clock.
You got that right.
That's true.
Jody says, what dispensary do you shop at? You're high. Thank
you,
Jody.
Oh, look at that.
Hey, Jody, at least I got hair.
All right, let's go to the McLarty Daniel hotline. Sterling's there. Hi, Sterling. What's up?
Oh, nothing much, guys. I know it's time to fit out to practice because we all know you got to be turned in by 11 o'clock tomorrow or noon if you live on the East Coast.
Right.
And it's going to give you, I have won many of these brackets, work, office, for kicks and for money. And one of the things, I'm just going to give a few pointers here. Okay. Don't pick an upset just to say you picked the upset. I only pick the upset if you feel the upset.
Mm.
If you fit out your bracket, and it's all chalk, so what? Turn it in. Don't say, oh, I got to pick the 11 over a 6. Oh, I need to pick that 5 over that 12, and that 12 over that 5. No, if you don't feel it, don't pick it. Don't pick it. Because what's going to happen? You're going to miss that one. And the real upset, you're going to miss that one. So you're going to have two misses instead of one miss.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
This is
one loss becomes two. Yep.
That's right. And don't pay attention to the seed number, especially 7 and 10. Don't pay attention to that. Go with the, if you see a lower seeded team and they're the favorite, go with Vegas because they're doing it to make money. Ooh. They're not doing it for kicks. Mm-hmm. So you and your bracket pool, you see a team that's an 11 seed and 12 seed and they're a 1.5 point favorite, 2 point favorite. Take them. They're telling you something. Take them. I don't care. I don't care about the last time you saw a play. They got beat by South. Go with Vegas on those games. Nothing's 100%. But more times than not, they're right. And the reason you just don't go pick an upset, just mistake the upset.
Is this the game you're referencing? Is this the game you're referencing? South Carolina, the 6th seed. 11-seeded Oregon. Yeah. Oregon's probably the better team. They're getting a point and a half.
I mean, unless you feel, if you feel South Carolina, don't go against your feelings. But I'm saying, if you don't know. You don't know which one to take.
Colorado State's getting 2.5. Colorado State's getting 2.5 against Texas. Just saying.
If you don't know. Now, if you feel Texas or you're a Longhorn fan like Brian, go ahead and do what you want to do. But I'm saying, if you go into your bracket, I don't know which one to take. Go with Vegas.
Okay.
So, don't buy into another bracket and then split it.
Let me ask you a question. I'm gonna ask you a question in a 6-11 game. Now, I love New Mexico. New Mexico is a 2.5-point favorite over 6th-seeded Clemson.
Yeah, you got confirmation. You feel New Mexico, and you got confirmation. So you go to New Mexico, and you get the chips for what they made.
Mm.
You don't be upset. If you lose that, you can't be upset because you felt it. Vegas told you. It just didn't happen that day. But that's what you do. Especially if you feel it already. If you feel it, I don't care if they're a 20-point favorite. If you feel it in your heart of hearts, go with it. But if you don't, go with Vegas. When in doubt, go with Vegas.
Go with Vegas. All right.
When in doubt.
Okay.
And that's my tip for the day. I don't know why I do this for free. I guess because I have plenty of money in. That's why I do it for free.
That's right.
Those guys that charge you, the common question is for guys that charge you for their pictures, why don't they just play it themselves? That's what I'm doing. I'm not charging. I'm just telling you what I'm doing. I'm not trying to entice you to do what I'm doing. I'm just telling you what I'm doing. And I got to share the wealth. There's plenty of it to go around. They make it every day.
That's right.
Great point.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Sterling. Happy hunting. Tomorrow. Happy hunting. Look at that. Look at Sterling being all charitable
Colorado's
and whatnot.
Colorado State's getting 2.5. And they're going to beat Texas straight up.
Did they not watch what we watched last
night?
They're going to beat Texas straight up. They beat the break
Gus
pads
Spring
off
Gus
of
Spring can't coach. They're going to beat Texas straight up.
Gustavo.
And New Mexico's only given up 2.5.
Yeah. Ah! Yeah. So this morning I awakened at 2:00 in the morning. And an idea hit me that would maybe provide certain level of Ruskin and Zachization of tournament time, of March Madness, and would also relieve the poll-creating duties for a short period of time for one Zachary Arnes. So what I came up with is, in life, we're always asked about to choose one thing or the other. In so many places, you want a hot dog or the hamburger? You want to watch football or basketball? You want Pepsi or Coke? What if we made a bracket of stuff? Just stuff. Just things that you have to choose one or the other. So I came up with all of these. And I think we're going to do this. Pencil or pen? Stuff like this. Now, what's going to be fun is, as we move forward, we're going to get totally random pairings like, hot dogs and air conditioning. And it's going to be, which one do you like better? Don't think too hard about this. It's the anti-March Madness where we it's paralysis by analysis. Just click a button. So I think with your two approval, I think we move forward with this tomorrow. And we have 8 matchups on the polls. That are like, what do you like? Boxers or briefs? Like that kind of.
Okay.
What do you think?
I will be happy to put them in, but I'm not doing a whole lot of the thinking.
Well, the thinking's been done. I have the whole list right here.
Just send me the list, and I will type them up.
All right. We have not gotten DQ's reaction to this yet because she wasn't here before the entire show today. I don't know what was going on. Meeting with agents or something. I don't know what's going on. Maybe she's getting another job. But DQ, the bracket of stuff. Like, do you put Star Wars or Star Trek? What
Trek.
Do you think? Okay. See?
No, Wars.
Okay. See? These are the iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Okay. These are the kind of questions. NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
Which one has Justin Timberlake?
NSYNC.
That one, I guess.
Pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
There's a lot of food ones. I tried to curtail the food ones because then you could it just becomes a food bracket, and I didn't want it to do that. I just wanted it to be the bracket of stuff. The lake or the ocean? Everybody knows the answer is the ocean, obviously.
Lake.
Oh, God. Really? The lake?
Yes. Ugh. It's fresh water.
The lake is disgusting.
It doesn't hurt your eyes. Also, have you ever been to a good lake?
It's also where she lost her spray tan.
The lake sucks. I mean, I love the lake if you love the lake, but I... Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune?
Jeopardy.
Okay. See? So we're going to do these on the polls throughout March Madness, and I've worked all the... I've worked it all out, Zach. We're on Eclipse Day. We have one final stuff matchup for all the Tostitos.
What about original Jennifer Parker from Back to the Future or replacement Jennifer Parker from Back to
what
the Future 2?
What is the most like random two things that can be in the finals? Because eventually you're going to get to where the two things have nothing to do
exactly.
with the other.
Exactly. That's where he's going.
Yeah.
I like this.
Boxers or air conditioning? That could be a final right there. That could be. Could be a final
that's
right
good.
There. Yeah. So that's bottles or cans?
Cans.
Okay. See?
Oh,
all right.
Wait a minute.
Stop.
Your team bottle, I thought.
Stop.
Was having a different discussion.
Sorry.
Send those cards and letters.
Wasn't totally locked into what we were doing there.
Okay.
All right. So we'll do this tomorrow. We'll put the first eight out there. And we'll see who wins, and then we'll work it all. We've got 64 of them, and we'll get it down to the champion of the first and maybe last Ruskin and Zach bracket of stuff.
It really depends on how much work is involved. If it's something that's pretty easy
it
to
involves,
come up with.
All you have to do is type, and I'm telling okay. you what to type.
I love that.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Right. Yes.
Does this work for you?
Grogu or Yoda?
No, Yoda.
Grogu.
Grogu.
He's
you
cute.
Hate Grogu.
I do.
He's really cute, though.
Yoda was a pain in the ass. Yoda was overrated as a joke. He was overrated.
Do not. There is no try.
You know, another one you could put on there is sausage or chocolate gravy.
Okay, see? Now we're working. See,
just throwing that out there. Bacon cooking, is it an oven thing or is it a skillet thing? Because if you cook it in the, if you cook your,
okay,
your bacon.
Slow down.
If you
down,
cook your bacon on a cookie sheet,
did you come
psychopath.
Up with all of these things at 2 a.m.?
Most of them. Some of them I came up with.
We're the ones with the problem, though.
Yes, you have many problems.
Propane or charcoal?
Okay, slow down. Everybody slow down. Okay, everybody slow down. Propane, charcoal.
Oh, here's a good one.
What do you got?
Callers or texters?
Easily, callers. I mean, obviously. That's what was the other one you said?
Propane.
No, the other one. Before that. You see, I told you to slow down.
The bacon one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How do you cook your bacon?
Air fryer or skillet or oven? Is that what? Well, that's probably a better option.
Which one?
Skillet or oven.
Skillet bacon or oven bacon. That's what I'm putting in.
I don't think the air fried bacon has really taken off.
It really hasn't. And then a gravy.
Your chocolate gravy.
Sausage gravy or chocolate gravy, which is a crime, by the way, chocolate gravy.
It's
a cry for help. And we had Rex Nelson tell us that. There's nobody else that knows more about Arkansas's food than Rex Nelson. So
he's in Bentonville today.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. Wood or aluminum bats?
Oh, yeah.
Shower the night before or the day of?
Ooh, that is a good
one. That's a good one.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, everybody. Hold on. Your trusty scribe can only type so fast. All right, shower
night before or day of?
This is a good idea.
Okay.
Bigfoot or Sasquatch?
That's kind of the same.
All right. No.
We reject that one. We've got to have some discernment here. We now have more than we need. So now it's going to come down to editing. Although we could make this a Christopher Nolan movie and have 96
entries. We could do
entries.
That. Well, here's the other thing is I'm not doing the work, so I'll give you as many as I can. I don't care how many there are.
All right. You got another one? Anybody else?
Anybody else?
I'll
come up with something.
I can't read this one.
Which one?
The Jamie in Fayetteville entry on the McClarty Dino Hotline.
Oh, yeah. CrossFitters or bicyclists?
Yeah.
I don't like people.
Some of these we have. I have dog or cat. Okay. That's in there. I also have paper or plastic. That's in there too.
Barbecue sauce or barbecue rub?
That's too.
It's too.
That's too niche.
It's not ubiquitous.
Too niche. Whoa!
It's not ubiquitous.
Whoa!
These are choices we have made many times in our life.
Stop.
Yeah.
Don't ever say niche again, and don't say ubiquitous.
Niche.
Nobody knows what those words mean.
Ubiquitous. When you're parking.
Everyone should know what niche means.
DQ. When you're parking, do you pull in or back in?
Pull in.
When do you put gas in your car? When it's half full or when it's empty?
Empty.
E means enough, or E doesn't mean enough. Here's another one I got.
Yeah.
You opening your Christmas gifts on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Christmas Day.
I think so, yeah. Maybe one the night before, but that feels
one
like cheating.
Here's one for DQ. Hey Dudes or Crocs?
No, look at that.
An impossible decision.
Wedgie or a purple nurple?
Oh, Patricia.
That was actually Abner, but yeah, okay.
No, Patricia's got one.
Oh, no.
Hey!
Oh, my God. Patricia? All right.
Read it.
Top or bottom?
That is the question, isn't it?
I like both.
Oh, corn tortilla or flour tortilla. That's a good one.
Corn.
Uber or Lyft? That's not bad.
Cementhead says strippers or hookers. Well done.
That is our Cementhead.
Yep, there he is.
Always trying to make that happen. Ooh, crunchy or creamy peanut butter is actually quite good. I'm going to add that to the list here. I'm going to put that on here. Or I think they call it smooth peanut butter is the actual nomenclature there. All right, let me save this.
Hotel or motel? Hotel. Doors?
Doors on the inside. Yeah,
no. That's the only acceptable answer.
This is a good one. Ruskin or Zach?
Ooh, who's asking?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, we'll have our own little alternate side fun bracket going here. In addition to the official bracket, which, of course, is available on hitthatline.com.
Nunchucks or a throwing star?
Oh, throwing star. Oh, those things are badass. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they got the curve to them.
Absolutely.
Plus, nunchucks, you can hurt yourself.
Yes, you can. Yeah, if you don't know what you're doing, you can hurt yourself. Yes. Throwing stars, you're going to hurt somebody else.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.